Your Press TV headlines. China has voiced opposition to the idea of further sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program. The Chinese Foreign Ministry called for more dialogue to settle disputes on the issue. A recent IAEA report has accused Tehran of seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Iran dismisses all allegations. Occupy Wall Street protesters are trekking their way to Washington, D.C. They set off earlier from New York and are planning to make several stops to spread their anti-capitalist message. Meanwhile, police have arrested a man in New York as he was calling on others to join the protests. Italy's President Giorgio Napolitano says the country's premier Silvio Berlusconi will step down within a few days. Napolitano has also said a financial stability law incorporating reforms would be approved in the coming days. Berlusconi announced his decision to resign on Tuesday amid a deepening financial crisis. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake has jolted the eastern Turkish city of Van. This comes 2 weeks after a devastating quake killed hundreds in the region. The latest tremor brought down two hotels and over a dozen other buildings, killing at least seven people. Dozens of people are still trapped. Two explosions have hit a pipeline carrying natural gas from Egypt to Israel and Jordan. The first blast occurred 40 kilometers west of Al-Arish in the northern Sinai Peninsula. The second explosion targeted a pumping station in the area. The pipeline has come under several attacks over the past months. The anti-regime protests in Bahrain show no signs of abating. Demonstrators have rallied in several villages to demand an end to the rule of the Al-Khalifa dynasty. Regime forces fire tear gas to scatter protesters. Bahrain has been rocked by months of protests, which have left dozens of people dead. A violent storm has wreaked havoc along the western coast of Alaska. Forecasts say the storm is the worst on record in the United States. Fierce winds packed with snow tore roofs off buildings and tossed debris onto roads. Power cuts have been reported and evacuations ordered in some areas. In the U.S., seven people have been charged with what's been termed a computer hijacking. They are alleged to have spread malicious software across 4 million computers worldwide. The software redirected users to online advertisements that allegedly paid the defendants for the number of clicks on the ad pages.